I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For the first time ever, the U.S. has levied sanctions over North Korea's human rights violations. Now, North Korea considers the restrictions an act of war and severed communication. But will the sanctions have any teeth? Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, explains.
It is a way of putting pressure on the North Korean regime, as well as drawing attention to their repeated human rights offenses, their repeated nuclear aggressiveness, and other things that make them a pariah within the international community.
As North Korea grows even more reclusive, Nettleton urges us to pray for North Korea's believers. Pray for encouragement and boldness.
That they will not grow weary and discouraged, but that they will continue to serve the Lord, continue to grow in their faith.
And Congress awaits President Obama's signature on the recently passed Global Food Security Act. Lucas Koch of Food for the Hungry says they support the act because it requires the U.S. government to have a strategy to address food insecurity with public reporting to ensure U.S. tax dollars are being spent wisely. President Obama has indicated his intent to sign the document, and the importance is heightened due to the ongoing humanitarian crisis.
We have 60 million people displaced around the world. This is a new crisis by which the world hasn't seen anything this bad since the end of World War II. We have a humanitarian role to play as we continue to urge our leaders to seek solutions.
So how is this a gospel moment? Many times, the food programs are coming through the church, acting as the hands and feet of Christ in a crisis. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.